Some Maine fishermen say they've always been at a disadvantage when they try to compete with their Canadian counterparts. Now the Maine lobster industry is weighing a pending trade agreement between Canada and the European Union, which could adversely impact lobster prices in Maine. A.J. Higgins has details.
It's been a touchy subject down east for years.
Canada's always put the screws to the United States fishermen. They don't have the regulations we do.
Colby Young, a recently retired lobster fisherman from Korea, Maine, says that the pending trade deal between Canada and the European Union is the latest example of a marketing system that has given Canadian fishermen an edge. Known as the Canada-European Union Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, or CETA, the new partnership would remove the 8% tariff on live lobsters for Canada, but the fee would remain on for the United States. And with the added advantage of a current exchange rate that makes the Canadian dollar worth about 75 cents American, the Canadian lobster should be attractive to the European market. Young says Maine lobster fishermen should keep a close eye on what happens once that agreement is signed.
Of course they should. All your regulations, I don't care what it is, the Canadians always have the advantage over the American fishermen.
It's always a concern when you fear you're going to lose a little bit of your advantage in a marketplace.
Patrice McCarron, executive director of the Maine Lobstermen's Association, says she can understand why fishermen are asking questions about the CETA deal. But she says the market for lobsters around the world continues to experience tremendous growth at a time when Maine lobster landings are also increasing. But McCarron acknowledges that the industry cannot ignore the implications of international trade agreements. Jeff Bennett, who analyzes seafood trade markets at the Maine International Trade Center, says that while Maine lobster sales to China have tripled in recent years, the value of the EU market is still important.
It's only been recently that China, at least for Maine seafood and Maine lobster, it's just been recently that China has surpassed the EU in terms of a market, but the EU is not that far behind, and it still represents a huge market for Maine seafood and Maine lobster.
Industry watchers say the new CETA agreement could be in place by early summer. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.